Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Joy Tendai Kenger is a Zimbabwean national who's been living in Ireland for 20 years and has written a fascinating article that she hopes will inspire hope in others. Joy Tendai, you have written an article and you have said that we're coming through a global pandemic and for many it's been a period of great sadness, but you say we only have to look at history to know that there can be some positives from a time like this. What do you mean by that?
Well, firstly, Fiona, thanks for having me and having read my article. I hope it did have a positive impact on everyone, which was the hope of it. And it's really written from my own personal views of how looking at different things and my experiences. So just as a starting point, we've all gone, the world has gone through, you know, different from the Ice Age to world wars to, let's say, the droughts in Ethiopia, but people still persevere. You know, the people, children are still born. People get married and people leave. So my sense is that, yes, there's been a loss. This is our global disaster that we've been able to witness, or our children have been able to witness. If those that went before us were able to pick themselves up, even in the most dire circumstances, we can only look, even bringing it back home to Ireland, the famine. And we could say that the people that were living in that period would have gone through such trauma, hardship, that they would have said, we give up. And no one goes back and does that. So really, I was writing it from the point that no matter, there is always the cycle of life. There's always a time for happiness and a time of sadness, but we always have to look at the world with hope. And it's something that my grandmother taught me, that there's always hope. Do not feel that if today has been a bad day, or if this month has been so bad, or the year, that it's going to end up that way. So that is what I meant, that we always have the hope of the next cycle of happiness coming through.
Do you think, when you're talking there about the cycle, do you think that when we are in a period like that, what you mentioned about the various different eras in history and this current pandemic that we're going through, that we learn things as we're going through something like that, and that as a society we can be better on the other side then?
Absolutely. Firstly, you know, the pandemic at the moment has shown the world the massive inequities and inequalities that exist within society, because sometimes when we're so busy, like we were before the pandemic, going on with our lives, not knowing, you know, who our neighbor was, or even having the time to talk to people or learn about other cultures and other people through social media, we live in our own bubbles. We don't have an idea. We have our own social bubble, our own cultural bubble that we live in. And we forget that there's other people. And I think, you know, really, when I talk about, I don't like talking about abstract things. I want to bring it back to Ireland, which is the country that we are living in, a country that I have called home for the past 20 years, and it is my new home. A lot of people would have had the notion that, okay, there is, you know, the blow-ins, there's the migrants and everything, that, you know, we are all different compartments and failing to see that if a person does choose to come and live in Ireland and stays as long as I am, like, that person is not going anywhere, you know, because for me, for example, I've spent half my life here, and it's knowing that we are together and really trying to bridge those gaps or those bridges that are between us so that we can build a wholesome, strong nation when we all come out of this.
You mentioned in your article that you yourself had gone through your own personal experience of loss and death and poverty. Would you care to elaborate on that a little bit, or do you want to go into your own personal story a little bit?
So I'll talk about the things that I am comfortable about talking. So starting from really what has led me to today and having the strength to go back as a mature student and study was the death of my son in 2013.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
And also my near-death experience, where I felt that I was given a second chance in life. And for me to go back and study, I was, you know, it's been honoring my son's life and really hoping that, you know, as my guardian angel, he keeps me strong, and, you know, with the support of my two other children, that they've been there. So that is the loss. And the loss of that is being so far away from my family and realizing that, you know, I could have died without my family or my mother next to me. And also just caring and keeping on that, you know, I have, you know, my son's urn that I look at, and really not knowing that, is this the final place that I'll be? You know, just to having to know that, am I able to bury him in Ireland, and will he be welcome on Irish soil? So those are the things. Just in terms of my life history and what has motivated me is my dad died at a very young age, and there's something that happens to you when you lose a father at a very young age. It's a loss, you know, it's a big loss, and within the African family would have been the major. My mom used to work, but both of them would have given us the same life. But my life changed to the extent that I was going to a very good school, and I ended up at times on the one salary that my mom had, that she couldn't pay for the school fees, and the embarrassment of being called up at assembly and told you have to go home because your fees is not paid, or not having transport to go to school and you have to walk a couple of kilometers back home, or knowing that there is no food at home, but you go to school and you put up a brave face with all the children that would have had, you know, come from wealthy families, and knowing that, you know, you're playing the long game, that it's not a short, your whatever you want to achieve is going to happen, but you're going to go through this. And turning points like that, where as a teenager, you know, everyone has fancy clothes and everything, and you don't have those clothes. And to the extent that when I was doing my Leaving Cert, I remember that skirt that I couldn't afford. We couldn't afford to buy me a new uniform, that I had to go and get a uniform with a patch on it. And that's what I wrote. That's what I spent the year wearing. And that has been the road.
That's an incredible story, Joy Tendai. And you have come through all of that, and you are now a lawyer here in Ireland. Is that right?
Yes, that was my dream from the age of six. Like I said to you, I knew where I wanted to be, but I didn't know how the road was. So
yeah,
it's been an incredible journey. A dream that was started a very, very long time ago. But I knew, I've said to people that I knew that I would be, you know, somewhere in the world, but I would fulfill my dreams.
And what gave you the motivation to keep going and to be able to achieve that dream?
I suppose going back to the fact that when you go through all the things that I've gone through, or when you face hardship, you don't want to face it anymore. And also that I'm a very, I believe in God. I faith in God. That is what has pulled me through. Even when I was in a coma, it was my faith in God that really, you know, the power of prayer that really led me through. And just knowing that there is a brighter day, which is something that my grandmother told me, that there is a brighter day. So that was it. And also, like I said, in my piece, music, you know, they don't make music the same as they used to do. I'm very blessed that my parents loved music and they introduced me to music. Our household was always, you know, full of music. And that is listening to that, that I suppose you get more motivation. And it's something that is sad that I see in the younger generation, that they don't have that kind of music that really builds, because what music is supposed to do is to bring people together. Or in my case, or in other people's cases, that it uplifts them when you have nowhere else to turn, that you can put up a song and that will let you live another day or go through that period and really know that there is something to look forward to.
And you also spoke a little bit about your Irish connections and Jameson in particular.
I think one thing also that I'd like to say, Fiona, is I could have gone anywhere in the world, you know, when I decided to migrate. But I found that Ireland, having connections with the Dominican convent nuns and also teachers that were teaching in Ireland, and also the history, the colonial history between Zimbabwe and Ireland, that there should be an understanding of what, you know, different oppression does to. So that's why I came to Ireland. Also, just the fascination of having to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Zimbabwe and knowing what it's about and having to come here and experience it myself. But so the high school that I went to was called Jameson High School. So I suppose it was named after one of the Jamesons that came in. And so that's because all the schools at that time, they've now changed some of the schools, but you would have, you know, colonial names to schools, you know, as well. We had Cecil John Rhodes, Jameson, and so and so forth. So, and then only to find out that, you know, Jameson whiskey was in Ireland, but the family motto for the Jameson family is Sine Metu, which means without fear. And that was our school motto. So from the time you started first year of secondary school, we actually had a song that we sang in assembly every morning. And that became instilled, you know, in you, that you would go without fear. And until this day, whenever I meet someone that went to Jameson in our era, you have, they walk with their heads held up high, they walk without fear, and they keep on going.
Would that be your message, Joy Tendai, for people as we emerge from this pandemic now? And, you know, you were talking about there at the start of the interview how people had come through different times of trauma and tragedy and came out with a positive outlook on life. Is that what your motto would be to people now as we emerge from the pandemic and try to make people hopeful, walk without fear?
Absolutely. So the message that I have is really in different folds. Firstly, to the young people, you are braver than you think. You know, when we faced the pandemic, it's been a catastrophe for your generation, but you're braver than you think and you're loved more than anything in this world. So go forth and achieve your dreams. Do not let this period bring you down. And for girls and maybe women from minority backgrounds, this is your time to shine. It is really the time to shine. I feel that we are so empowered as women because our voices are now being heard and we just need to keep on going, because I suppose we have the strength, we have the knowledge, we have the experience. And not to take it from men, but also just in the general, as in society, policymakers, is that we are coming out of a period where Ireland, you know, like you said, walking without fear, we are able to become one of the great nations and not fall, you know, be united than, you know, disunited like what we're seeing the rest of the world. And that's my message, that let's keep on going, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder and holding firm.
That's a fantastic message. Thank you so much for joining me on the Opinion Line, Joy Tendai, and best of luck with everything.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.